Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today we are talking championing your health with the Sunrise Health Region. And we've got with us today Britton Hodeck, Clinical Supervisor with Child and Youth Mental Health Team in the Sunrise Health Region. So good to have you here today. How are you doing on this it's a pretty good morning, isn't it?
Absolutely. Love the sunshine.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here to talk with us. Tell us about your job and your role with the Sunrise Health Region.
So I work on our child and youth team, our clinical child and youth team here at Mental Health in Yorkton. And part of my role is supporting clients from the community, staff in our community, and leading and guiding new initiatives and program development to meet the needs of children and families in Yorkton and surrounding area.
Very nice. Well, first off, why do we feel it's important to support children's mental health and specifically their capacity to be resilient?
Lots of the times we focus on just the physical aspect of our health. Mm-hmm. And mental wellness and mental health is something that absolutely everybody needs to pay attention to and, kind of keep an inventory. How mentally am I doing? Children are incredibly vulnerable. There's lots of pressures these days, lots of stresses that children have. And it's extremely important to pay attention to their mental health to ensure that they're coping okay and they're able to focus on things like academics, peer relationships, and family relationships instead of stressors.
Well, and they're not necessarily going to come out and tell you how they're necessarily feeling in that way. You almost have to watch for signs or see or even ask them, communicate and be aware of where they are in their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes people shy away from conversations about our mental wellness or our mental health. It's not something a lot of us feel ultra comfortable talking about. So part of bringing awareness is just bringing another level of comfort to everyone, adults, children, teenagers, just to be able to say, like, how are you doing today? Or be someone that kids can come to that they know they're confident in supporting them if they open up.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we pay attention for that? Because I know that kids, teenagers, they deal differently than we do. You're not necessarily going to see the same symptoms, and they may grieve differently. They may struggle differently. How do you pay attention for that with children?
So, we always encourage people to pay attention when behavior starts to change. So we all kind of know what our children on a normal day-to-day basis, how they act, how they speak, their interests, what's their appetite and their sleep like. So we always encourage parents or important adult in kids' lives to start paying attention when things really change. Mm-hmm. What stressors are going on for kids? Has the change been lasting a long time? So, has it been 2 weeks or more of really marked different behavior for kids? And we just encourage people to have candid conversations, to ask kids, I noticed something has changed. Is there something going on for you?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, when you start to notice those things, sometimes we, as parents, I'm sure you're trying to think, well, how do you deal with that? Is it something that will go away? Do you really push the issue if they're not wanting to? How do you kind of approach that?
I always encourage adults to be genuine with kids. Just like as adults, we know when someone's not being genuine with us. So our children and youth are no different. So to be genuine, to feel confident in what you're asking and to kind of enter into conversations with no expectations, just to be able to provide a non-judgmental listening component, just to be there to hear and to be ready to hear what kids have to say.
Yeah, I'm sure that can be hard too, not knowing what's going to come out of those conversations.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, when it comes to kids, I've heard that kind of being somewhat vulnerable and open yourself can open for kids. Obviously, there's a level there where you maybe should hold off. But is vulnerability there an important thing for some relationships?
Well, like I said, that genuine piece. Just being able to to understand that as adults, we've gone through very similar. We all were kids. Mm-hmm. We all went through the same stages that the young ones that we're trying to support have gone through. So to just, you know, empathize with some of the things they're going through, reflecting back on, you know, when you were a child or you were a teen, did you have similar experiences, or, you know, can you relate? And if you can't relate, really trying to take a genuine approach to what would that be like? Mm-hmm. So, you know, coming, I like to talk about, instead of coming at children or coming from a place of knowing what's right or best for them, really trying to come alongside them. Nice. And meet them where they're at.
That's a very good idea. Now, when it comes to different programs, I've heard about the Friends program. What is this program, and how does it work?
So at Sunrise Health Region, we are really excited about the Friends program. Friends is a resiliency program recognized by the World Health Organization. Nice. As one of the top programs in supporting resiliency in, wow, children and youth. So it originated out of Australia, and this past winter, the Sunrise Health Region underwent having our child and youth team trained in facilitating this program. We partnered with both Christ the Teacher Catholic School Division and Good Spirit School Division to bring their teachers and school counselors on board.
Nice.
So we have a really wide array of professionals trained in delivering the program. What the program aims to do is it aims to enhance the natural lessons that we teach to children about relationships, mm, connecting with your peers, feeling confident in what we do, and staying well. So all the different aspects that everybody needs to do to stay well, enhancing those things and enhancing the skills that children naturally learn from their day-to-day interactions.
Wow. How has it been so far, the responses from it?
Well, it's been awesome. So right now we're piloting, and I believe we are piloting in 16 different schools across, nice, the Sunrise Health Region. We have about 750 students participating. Mm-hmm. We've been going strong with it since the middle of April.
Nice.
And the response has been phenomenal.
Hmm.
Teachers are asking us for more time because they say the conversation generated from their students is remarkable.
Really?
Students are asking for more time to talk about whether it be communication, learning how to communicate better, how to make friends, how to keep friends, and how to problem solve when, yeah, stressors come up. So we've been blown away at the response from both teachers and students.
That's great. I mean, it's incredible. Like you talked about before, some of the things that come out of your mouth, the mouth of children, you don't always expect.
Yeah.
But I think that's encouraging too, because it gives you a better understanding of where your kids are at in certain
Absolutely. And a lovely piece of the Friends program is that there's a parent component.
Oh, nice.
So it gives parents an opportunity not just to be a bystander to their child's education, but to get really involved. Now, the Friends curriculum aligns really nicely with the health curriculum in Saskatchewan. And so it gives parents an opportunity to be an active participant,
yeah,
to receive the lessons that their children are learning, to ask questions. There's activities that are sent home with children,
oh, very nice,
to do with their parents. So it really encourages parents to take a really proactive approach to getting, mm-hmm, to know your child. What are their feelings? How are they coping? Where do they need support?
Yeah.
So that's a lovely piece.
Oh, wonderful. It's great to hear. Now, how long have you been doing this in the region here?
So in the region since mid-April. Mm-hmm. It's been in the select schools that we're piloting. Coming into the fall 2017 school semesters in both school divisions, we are working to implement in all grade 1, 4, 6, and 9 classrooms.
Oh, nice.
So looking at a preventative approach, kind of a stepped approach. Friends programming is broken into 4 different age categories. Mm-hmm. So we're targeting 1 grade in each age category. So there's 4 different levels of the program. Each grade fits in with each level. So looking to provide, I like to think of it as the equivalent to our physical health immunizations.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a social, emotional, mental health immunization.
Wow.
That we're targeting in those classrooms. So in the fall, we're looking at a full rollout in classrooms of those grades.
That's a great idea. I mean, you've got so many different experiences that come from grade one to grade four to, you know, the changes there, but also the way we respond to these experiences or stressors, like you talk about, the changes throughout there as well.
Absolutely. The program is developed to meet the developmental needs socially and emotionally for children. So it fits really nicely.
Nice. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, it's exciting to hear. And we're going to continue talking with Britton Hodek, Clinical Supervisor with the Child and Youth Mental Health Team in the Sunrise Health Region. And we're going to be back right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking once again with Britton Hodek, Clinical Supervisor with the Child and Youth Mental Health Team in the Sunrise Health Region. And we've been talking about the Friends program. What is the long-term goal of delivering this Friends program in schools?
So we obviously have some long-term hopes.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that it helps to reduce the amount of stressors that kids are experiencing and increase their ability to cope with stressors that come up. Because we all know we are not immune to stress. Everybody has it. And so we hope that we can reduce the amount of stressors that children are experiencing and enhance their ability to be resilient and cope through them.
Mm-hmm.
We also hope long term to strengthen children, strengthen families, so increase communication and families' ability to deal with stress that happens within the family, and then increase our community's ability to communicate with each other, to have positive relationships, and to support each other through stress, community, individual, or family.
Absolutely. Well, I know preventative medicine is always going to be more effective than dealing with it afterwards.
Yeah.
This is something, obviously, growing up through this and having this help, I'm sure that's obviously the goal, is to see people stronger in their mental health, because you know, the term mental health gets that stigma, but I mean, everybody has a mental health. Some maybe have good mental health, some maybe have struggles with their mental health. Whatever it is, we all deal with it. So dealing with this now and having, like you said, teaching ways to deal with some of these stressors, I'm sure a lot of people wish they had that opportunity when they were young.
Absolutely. And I think you say a really key word when you talk about stigma. Part of the Friends program and this initiative across our region is to help normalize that everybody has a component of mental wellness, and that we all experience difficult times, and that stress is normal. Levels of feeling anxious about things, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And just to normalize that mental health and mental wellness is, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching children that if stress kind of surmounts what you can deal with, that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are lots of adults in their lives that are there and able to support them in many different ways. Mental health is okay.
Yep.
That's the message.
Absolutely.
And everybody has it.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to hear that these programs are available. Now, if people do have any questions about this, about maybe the program, anything with their own child, how they're feeling that their kids are dealing with certain things, how can people find out more? Maybe how can they seek help about this?
So there's a couple different avenues. If you have questions or want to access direct mental health services here in Sunrise Health Region, you can give us a call directly at Mental Health. You can call. We have an intake team who supports all incoming calls, whether it be for information or for service. That number is 306-786-0558, and they will direct you to our intake team. You can also check out the Sunrise Health Region webpage. Our communications team does a lovely job of putting up some information about initiatives and letting people know where they can contact if they need.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to hear that that is available. Now, what other supports here in the community are there for people to reach out with mental health and wellness with children?
So, like I said, our partnership with Friends is with the school division. So children and parents always have an opportunity to talk to their educators or their school counselors if they have questions or concerns about their child's mental wellness. Because mental health has a component of just general wellness, there's great supports in the community. The SIGN program has many different programs that support families and children.
Yeah.
We have the Boys and Girls Club here in town that does fabulous programming to support teens. There's lots of different things. You have your local groups. So people sometimes forget about things like youth groups, church clubs, different communities that they're a part of within Yorkton and area. These all support mental wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So reaching out to get involved in any organizations that promote positive relationships, positive communication, and just connection with other people all support healthy mental wellness.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you here talking about this with the Sunrise Health Region. It's exciting to see different aspects of ways that that reaching out to try and have a positive impact on it, because it is something that if you can deal with some of these issues ahead of time, it can have a wonderful result with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share with us before we wrap things up?
You know, I don't think so. Just that, you know, we're really excited about this and we feel really hopeful about supporting kids and families here in the Yorkton and area.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here to talk about this. It's exciting to see what's happening in the Sunrise Health Region and exciting to see what you're doing here with children and youth mental health. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Once again, Britton Hodek, Clinical Supervisor with the Child and Youth Mental Health Team in the Sunrise Health Region. If you want to find out more information, their website is very, very full of information and help for seeking out what the answers that you need. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.